Hello, my name is Matthew Kempinski, and I'm 18 years old. I grew up in a Christian home, so I've known God basically my whole life. I decided to ask Jesus into my heart when I was 4 years old at a church camping trip. God has always been a part of my life, but not the center of it as he should have been. I knew and I believed that God existed, but I didn't live it out in my daily life. I've always struggled in finding my worth in how many friends I had, and I never felt good if I didn't have very many close friends. From that, I surrounded myself with not the best people, and I was tempted into drinking and smoking. I started to find a temporary happiness in it, but later I'd feel so much guilt and emptiness after every time. God felt almost absent from my life, except for Sunday mornings at church. I was very conflicted because I'd feel great on a Sunday, and then by the end of the week I'd be doing the same thing and feeling the same way. I'd go on youth retreats and have like amazing worship, and it was a great message, and I felt like my life changed from that. But within a couple weeks, I'd go back to acting the same way. For years, I put off getting baptized because I felt like I wasn't really ready at all, and I also wanted to make sure my faith was on my own and not just my parents' faith. Because being a Christian isn't just a list of rules that we have to follow. It's about having a real relationship with our Father. Now that I look back at it, it seems like I was great at making excuses why I wasn't ready to get baptized. And it almost felt like doing my devotions, praying, and spending time with God was just a chore. When my family moved to Swift Current, I knew what I was losing when we left Osler, but I didn't know about all the relationships I had to gain here. So it was really hard for me to see the bigger picture and what I had to gain from the situation. I struggled a lot with trying to make friends, and I put so much of my heart into it that when it didn't work out, I felt empty because God wasn't at the center of my life. I struggled to see God's plan because things weren't going well for me at all. But then I thought, if God made such a huge change in my life, then he must have a plan for me that I wasn't seeing, and I just wanted to trust what he was doing. I knew I had to start trusting God because of how much he loves me and he has a great plan for me. One passage of scripture that means so much to me is Luke 23:33-34, and it reads, "When they came up to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with all the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Then Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.' And they divided up his garments by casting lots." If God has so much love for me to ask forgiveness for people as they are killing him, then surely he loves me and has a great plan for me. As soon as I started to make an effort to try to put God in the center of my life, it felt like much less of a chore, and I started actually enjoying doing my devotionals and learning more about God. I find now that I'm going to God in prayer much more regularly with my struggles, and also with just thankfulness about everything, which is something that I tend to forget about pretty easily, just being thankful. God put a few people in my life that became my best friends, and I'm really thankful for them, and I couldn't think of a better way for it to work out.